I'm ready whenever.
Okay, ready? I call the 93rd session Senate of the Associated Students to order on September 17, 2025 at 5:32 p.m. We are convening both in the Rita Lighted Senate Chambers and via Zoom. We'll now proceed to Agenda Item 2, Pledge of Allegiance and Land Acknowledgement. Please stand. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for the land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. You may now be seated. Alrighty. Moving on to Agenda Item 3, the Secretary will now call the roll, please.
Speaker Ackland.
Present.
Senator Atkinson.
Present.
Senator Barris.
Present.
Senator Bolander.
Present.
Senator Castro.
Present.
Senator Evans.
Present.
Senator Huang.
Present.
Senator Hoteling.
Tardy excuse.
Parliamentarian Issa.
Present.
Senator Kitch.
Present.
Senator Custer.
Present.
Senator Lawson.
Present.
Senator Levy.
Present.
Senator Lucchesi.
Present.
Senator McAndrews.
Present.
Senator Micheli.
Present.
Is that right?
Sorry. It's Micheli.
Micheli. I apologize. Senator Miller.
Oh, Miller. She was out.
Senator Moore.
Present.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
Present.
Senator Packard.
Present.
Senator Radke.
Present.
Senator Saporito.
Present.
Senator Villa.
Present.
Quorum is present.
All right, thank you. Moving on to Agenda Item 5, is there any public comment at this time? All right. And then just please like press and hold it for the people on Zoom. And you are allocated 2 minutes, and you're ready whenever.
Okay. Hopefully I can put this in 2 minutes.
If not, then we'll extend it.
Okay. Hello, my name is Jocelyn Simmons. I'm a graduate student, and I'm here to offer public comment in response to what I believed was a contextually generic acknowledgement of Charlie Kirk's murder at Utah Valley University on the 10th of September. First, to establish context, I must note that I am speaking during a time when Donald Trump's ongoing rhetoric and policy goals are a haunting analog to Adolf Hitler and echoing behavior recognizable from his takeover of the German Workers' Party and its transformation into the Nazi Party during his rise to power in Germany from 1919 to 1934. To be clear, I am not drawing a comparison to the Holocaust itself, but to that earlier period when Hitler was consolidating power. Trump's rhetoric, describing immigrants and outgroups as poisoning the blood of the nation and his opponents as vermin, coupled with plans to concentrate executive power and purge the civil service, parallels Hitler's description of Jews in Mein Kampf. In fact, Project 2025 mirrors Mein Kampf in its open assault on legal immigrants and undocumented immigrants and transgender people, with proposals to strip federal protections and intensify immigration criminalization. Now, regarding Charlie Kirk, the political influencer known as Charlie Kirk functioned as a propagandist, conspiracy theorist, and promoter of bigotry against people of color, transgender people, and marginalized groups. He spread false claims about the 2020 election, promoted the Great Replacement conspiracy, and disparaged LGBTQ people falsely as groomers. His public role was analogous to Charles Lindbergh's anti-Semitic advocacy with the America First movement, particularly Lindbergh's 1941 Des Moines speech blaming the British, the Jewish, and Roosevelt for war. This is who Charlie Kirk was and what he publicly stood for. Now, despite his vitriol and his embrace of Christian and white nationalism, whether you mourn his death or not, democracy demands consistency. The rule of law applies to everyone. No one, whether we ardently agree with them or not, whether they work hatefully against us, can or should be murdered or silenced through violence. In democracy, accountability must come through justice and due process, never through extrajudicial killing. The rule of law and your function in it matters, because without it, democracy collapses into vengeance, corruption, and fear. Upholding the Constitution means applying the same standard of justice to allies and opponents alike. This is how we prevent authoritarianism and preserve democracy. As the representatives of the undergraduate student body, I ask you to not lose sight of history, our democracy, or your sworn responsibility. As students, future leaders, and policymakers, you are the front line of democracy's defense. That means actively resisting authoritarian appeals, scrutinizing projects like 2025 for their rights eroding provisions and their influence on students, and protecting equality for immigrants and LGBTQ Americans, as well as modeling nonviolence in both your language and your actions. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment at this time? Alrighty. With that being said, we're going to jump right down to agenda item 19 for comments and announcements at this time. We're going to be hearing a very, very short presentation. Yeah. Did I skip somebody?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I just couldn't see you. Go ahead.
Hello. My name is William Bowman. I'm actually Canadian, and I've been in Toronto before, and I've developed an organization called Nuestra Salud, which is to, I'm trying to recruit volunteers in the pre-med field, even the faculty of medicine, to be part of an event going on this Sunday on Wells Avenue, I believe. And if anyone is interested and wants to know more, I'll be sitting over there. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment at this time? Okay. That being said, we're going to be moving down to agenda item 19, comments and announcements, where the Department of Athletics is going to be giving a little short presentation, kind of an update, and then I'm going to open it to the floor for senators to ask some questions, and then we'll go from there. Yes.
I'm present, but I wasn't called in the roll call, but I'm here.
DeBarger.
Speaker DeBarger. Got you. I got you down.
And Senator Barguage.
Let the record reflect they're both here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those the only two?
Yeah, and Barguage.
Floor is yours.
Awesome. So good evening, everybody. My name is Colin Bernard, and I fundraise in the athletic department. And I'm here to give an update on the field house. And I'm sure all of you have heard about it. And some of you have probably seen the process from last year and what's to come this year. So I want to bring some of you up to speed. But before I even do any of that, I want to share, I have two careers outside of my position here. And the reason I bring that up is to give all of you guys your flowers, because I know how full your plates are. I mean, I'm sure you're involved in clubs outside of this and personal lives and school on top of this, and to choose this position, which is an important position and important decisions to make, I want to give all of you the flowers for it. So to get into that, the field house, does anybody not know where the field house will be built? Okay. It's adjacent to the Mackey Stadium. So if you know where the two practice fields are, it's in the old tennis court, and there's already been ground broken on there, so that's where it'll be built. And for those of you who don't know, this has been 30 years in the making. There's been, you know, previous ADs who have tried to get this passed, the presidents, and this passed last fall and winter for you guys. It's gone through the Board of Regents a few times, and this past June was the final statement, the final stamp to have it go through. So we had a groundbreaking event on August 19th, and President Sandoval spoke there. Our athletics director, Stephanie Rump, spoke there. Our Board of Regents, Tolls Development is leading the project, was there. Senators were there. So that was a great event. And it was also great to see you all get your recognition at that event as well, and flowers. So I want to speak a little bit about the general usage of the field house. So that is still being decided right now. It's an important decision to be made, but I want to be clear that this is just as much for you guys, for a club, for intramural, for ROTC, band, campus events, community events, tailgates, ASUN. So the usage is still being decided on that, but we'll be shortly. Speaking of usage, I believe from, maybe you all know this, but from tonight to October 2nd, Mackey Stadium will be available for clubs and intramurals, because due to the construction that's going on, power is out on the intramural fields right now. So from tonight to October 2nd, that's where clubs will be played. So construction began on August 25th. It's currently in the civil phase. So documents being signed still, data being gathered, dirt being moved. The dirt needs to be lifted to the height of where the practice fields are. So that's gonna take some time, and I would expect some, you know, loud noise in the morning for construction and just, you know, excavation and site preparation. And then we all talk about the field house, but the fields will be resurfaced, but that'll be the last part of the project. So once the field house is installed, then the turf will be resurfaced. That's kind of a quick update, but I'm here to answer any questions or anything. So.
Alrighty, thank you. Before we move on to questions, I wanna add, Colin is our guest. I ask that you please be respectful and moving forward with other faculty that are going to be coming in to present. They are our guests. They are not bound by any requirements to come and present to us. So it is a courtesy, and I appreciate the fact that you guys are coming in to present. I truly do. But before we do that, does anybody have any questions? Senator Kitch, then Senator Hotelling.
I have two questions. One is the fees opposed to construction. So first question,
when it comes to the fee questions, I think that's something that I can get the answer on that, and I'm happy to discuss on that. Happy to come back and present. I'm happy to have one-on-ones outside of this. So just to, I know it doesn't answer your question, but to be transparent, I can definitely get, you know, those type of answers.
Okay, then I will contact you guys.
Okay.
Senator Hotelling and Senator Castro.
Yes, you mentioned the 12th being the least of this apple. Do you know why that decision was made?
I'm sorry, can you
repeat that? Do you know why the decision the 12 on the fields after the house completion?
As far as the specifics of why it's better to go after or before, that's probably be a better question for Toll's development.
Okay.
My answer to that is probably just easier to have the field house be done first and the turf field after. I will say too, there's a temporary walkway that's gonna be placed for staff and for faculty. I'm not exactly sure where it will be, but you know where the construction's happening right now, there will be that in place.
Senator Castro, then Senator Reitke.
I completely understand the question you gave too soon, but how will and the field house be taking into account accessibility measures in its construction and for students?
Could I have you just expand on that or a little more specifically?
Yeah. So, for example, the most recent building, I believe, is the John Tolick Business Building, correct? And we've had a few complaints, for example, of it being accessible to students who are in wheelchairs or with mobility aids. Will accessibility be taken into account when you're building student buildings?
Yes, yeah. Well, that's definitely a high priority for, you know, same with any athletic building that's being built. That's always taken into account, so yes.
Senator Reitke.
Thank you for your presentation. How will clubs be able to introduce the field house, the process to field
design? Yeah, there'll be a process to it. Like I said earlier on, the schedule is still being finalized right now, but it's of importance to us that, you know, this is used for all of you as well. So like I was saying earlier, clubs, intramural, band, you know, used for club fairs, you name it. I know at times the fitness center can be at capacity, so it's a great opportunity for them to use it. As far as just the, you know, intricacies of how the scheduling will be played out, it's still being decided, but definitely have, you know, clubs in mind for the, you know, best way to go about it.
Senator Barbwaj and Senator Lucchese.
Thank you for coming. I don't know about everyone else, but for me personally, it's nice to see something a little shiny for Nevada Athletics. Small clarification. On the flyer, and you talked about the tailgate space, it says donor pregame tailgate space. Is that reserved for donors, or is that open to students as well?
To my understanding, that's something that's probably still going to be talked about, just like it would be for any tailgate space, you know, in Mackey right now or outside of Mackey. But I would imagine there's more information to come on that. And also, in that, you'll see the $5 to $7 million that we have talked about raising ourselves, and I just want to be transparent again to all of you that that's something that we're still moving forward on and holding our word to, and I'm happy to give updates on that as the, you know, year goes on of where we're at and what we're doing.
Senator Lucchese, and then Senator Moore.
I was literally just about to ask you about the 5 to 7 million, just like what progress had you made on
for specific numbers off the top of my head, that's something that I can definitely get an answer for you on, but I can say this is something that we've been talking about for over a year and making progress on and, you know, close to those numbers, so.
Senator Moore.
Senator Saporito.
Hi, thank you for having me. Previous senator from the last session mentioned communicating with the team constructing the Eco Food House, specifically regarding designating the space for storage and refrigerators for packed provisions. I was wondering if you would have any updates on this initiative, and would you know if this idea passed the talking stage?
So to be clear on a storage space in the field house for packed provisions, that is not true at all, but that is not to say that athletics isn't here to help find a space or work with campus to find a space. And in the meantime, so for those of you that don't know, last February we launched our first Pack the Pantry food drive in collaboration with Pack Provisions. In the past, we've done one-off, you know, a basketball game or a football game or a soccer match where we've had, you know, fans bring food to the games. But we wanted to do something a little bit bigger. This October, and we spoke about this, we're bringing back the Pack the Pantry food drive for a second time, and it's going to be from Monday, October 6th through Saturday, October 11th. The reason we're doing a week long is because we're gonna have bins outside of Legacy Hall where students can come into campus and it's easy access for them to drop off, and then also an application at our athletics tailgate for community and for students to, you know, bring food. We'll be reaching out to the community for monetary donations for this, but in a long breath answer to answer this, it's not to say that we can't help with finding a space, but as far as it being in the field house, that's not true.
Senator McAndrews and Senator Packard.
Thank you for your presentation. I'm curious, on the faculty side, have you guys formed a committee, or is there conversations about what leadership in the sense of like organizing staff might look like?
So similar to your question, I mean, these are things that are still being decided. I hate to be, it's not going to be any vague in my answers or anything. It's still just early in the process, but that's why I'm happy to come back and meet one-on-one outside of this and give information when I can even get some of those answers that I may not know myself. So.
Senator Packard.
Thank you for having me to present. We appreciate it. Just for clarification, is for the $5 to $7 million, do you guys need to get that fundraised before even starting the process of construction of the building? Do you need to get out of that fundraised prior to that?
It's not necessarily that we need to, but it's our goal to get it as soon as possible, and okay. That's our most important is urgency to get it. So.
Okay.
Are there any other senators? Senator Hotel?
Yes. You mentioned a discussion about the utilization. I wanted to know if you knew if students were involved in that discussion or what the body was that we decided that.
Yeah, and those discussions, I know we had spoken with the previous ASUN president, vice president about that, and we're happy to involve now, you know, Carter and Ethan or anybody else student wise who wants to be involved.
Are there any other senators with questions at this time? All righty. Thank you so much for coming in. And I urge any senators, if you guys have questions or want to work on something with athletics in the future, Colin's a great guy to work with. Please, please feel free to reach out to their office. I promise they don't bite. They want to work with you guys, and they want to make sure that there's no miscommunication in the fact that athletics and ASUN are working together to make sure that we get the word out about the field house and everything like that. So, again.
Can I jump in on just one more thing there?
Go ahead.
Thank you. And not just for the field house or something that's like a big capital project. However, we can continue to strengthen the relationship or help you guys, anything even on the ground surface, I'm happy to. So just to go off what we were saying, an open book, we're an open book, and happy to work together. So thank you all.
All right, thank you. All righty. We're going to be moving back up to agenda item 7, reports. President Agobot, do you have a report?
I do.
Department. Well, really quickly, since we're on the athletics conversation, I just want to point out how gracious the athletic department has been to us. So when we were having some weather issues during Welcome Week, the athletic department was very kind, and they actually said that we could use all our event center for club fair. So there, and of course, the weather ended up turning up that day, but just the fact that they're always allowing us to pivot and just help us as much as possible. So always make sure to go work with them. They're super gracious, they're super eager, and they always want to help us and share the resources with us. And with that said, good evening, Senators. I hope you're all doing well and that the first month of school has been treating you kindly. This past week has been busy, but I will try to keep things as brief as possible since some of these topics will be revisited in future conversations. First, I want to note that, of course, the Fieldhouse project, actually, that's already been said. And then last week, VP McNamara, DEO Texan, AD Hatch, and I traveled to Elko for the quarterly Board of Regents meeting from Wednesday through Friday night. And this meeting largely consisted of information-only sections, and we took thorough notes throughout the entire meetings. And the key items that came out of the University of Nevada related to committees, including the approval of two new majors and the purchase of property, and so that was in committee, and they'll be seeing that again soon. And some important conversations tied to the Board of Regents and ENCHI will also be brought to the Senate table in the near future. And so, to ensure accuracy and depth, AD Hatch and Director Taylor are preparing a detailed presentation on the quarterly meeting. They're carefully compiling our notes and conducting additional research so that we may share the most relevant information with you guys as well. And this will be presented to Senate as soon as possible, and we will also be meeting with Senate leadership to touch base beforehand. I would also like to take a moment to recognize Director Holman and Assistant Director Sosa, who have been organizing an incredible safety week so far, and their hard work and commitment to safety of the student body is truly admirable. And when you guys see them, one of them is over here right now, please thank them and tell them that they're doing an absolutely amazing job. And they do, I believe, have one more event, and that's going to be tomorrow, and I'm sure Director Holman will be sharing that later today too. And on the executive side, VP McNamara and I have been preparing for those cabinet check-ins, which will be taking place next week. These meetings will give us the opportunity to connect with our cabinet regarding their short-term goals as well as their medium and long-term planning. So those were just some subjects that we were talking about during AESUN retreat about mission-driven leadership, and we continue to stay committed to that. And I think next week's a really great place to touch base with our entire cabinet to discuss that mission-driven leadership and make sure that we're continuing to run on that AESUN train and we're continuing to run it smoothly. And then, in addition, I've been working to move forward in some homecoming projects, developing the student advisory board, and coordinating with some advisors and some groups of people to figure out how we could restore the N. It's very complicated. I think that the student body did a very great job this year in doing what we had, but it's going to take some extra work and some extra trips to go up there and make sure that we can restore it to its full beauty, because I think it's a very important tradition that we need to keep up with. And it's just that the past couple years, I think upkeep hasn't been as strong as we'd like it to be. And so what we're hoping to do is put a really solid coat of paint there and then take a lot of time and a lot of work to take care of that. And then with that said, then the future students will only be taking care of maintenance, not trying to upkeep the entire thing as a whole. So that's what we're working on. I know I lingered on that end subject for quite a second, but I think it's really important. And so thanks guys for your continued commitment. And once again, I was talking about the Board of Regents. You guys will be hearing about that, and I'm sure Director Taylor might touch on it a little bit. But just know that we're just putting things together, and there will be a thorough presentation coming up. And not just that, but there will also be opportunities for you guys to engage in these conversations. So, yeah. Any questions?
Yeah. Senator Huang.
Hi, Senator Huang. I just wanted to ask if you had a date or anything for fully restoring that.
We're still kind of in that planning process. It's kind of like a whole thing where we're told that we have to use water-based paint. Does that make sense? And so since we're using water-based paint the past couple years, it just gets washed up super quickly. And so we're just trying to have some conversations about maybe using something that's a little bit more hardy and that could stick around a little bit more. And so this actually requires like a lot of conversations with policymakers and with people in the city, with local environmental health and safety people. And so something that sounds so simple actually requires a lot of meticulous work. And I think that's the beauty of checks and balances, and that's the beauty of safety. But so we'll just have to have those numerous conversations. So yeah.
Any other questions? Alrighty, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yep. Moving on to Vice President McNamara.
How's it going, everyone? I hope school is going well and we're finally settling into a little bit of a routine. Last week, I was down to Elko for Board of Regents, gave some public comment, and our very own Assistant Director of Government Affairs was appointed to a committee on power-based violence, so that's exciting. PAC-friendly business program, I was still waiting on those answers for the IT ticket, so I said screw it and submitted it anyways, and then I'll just do another one when those businesses end up reaching out to me. Family weekend, Thursday, October 9th, the trivia event, we just got some details settled in earlier today. I met down at PAC Place, it'll be held down there, they'll be providing dinner before the trivia actually starts. And I'll be reaching out if anyone wants to be a part of that and be involved, whether that's on the planning side or volunteer at the event. Could be a good opportunity for outreach. I will be meeting with the Nevada Career Studio regarding the PAC internship grant program this Friday and just kind of catching up and seeing where we're at as far as that initiative goes. And then Nevada Bound is getting going, which is where all the local and sometimes out-of-state students come in and walk around campus, and there's a bunch of stuff going on with that, so we'll be tabling. Most of them are on Fridays from 9 to 10. If you want outreach and want a table, I'll be shooting a follow-up email. That's all I got. Any questions?
All right. Thank you.
Moving on, Chief Justice Rena Arnenson. With a report. No report. Okay. Also, by the way, you guys don't have to use the mics now, so there's nobody on the Zoom except me and, well, me. Moving on to the Director of Executive Outreach, Director Texan.
Hi everyone, I hope you're doing well. This first week of classes have been going, definitely. But as said before by President Ogawa and Vice President McNamara, we attended Board of Regents, and this is my first Board of Regents, so I got to learn more about like how they work and stuff and kind of connect with different university student leaders all over the state, which is actually really nice to get different perspectives of how they run and stuff. Of course, as always, I'm finalizing details for Makeup Retreat, which is this Saturday. I'm getting all the presentations from different departments and branches today as well. And the schedule's been finalized. I've sent a calendar invite to all officers that have to attend. So please look at your Outlook if you need to attend, and please accept my calendar invite, please. Also, today was, Thursday and Monday are makeup headshots. If you need to take your headshots tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. at one on the first floor, please message me. I'm just trying to get a head count for Inkblot, just make it a little easier. And then I attended a meeting today with Nevada Dining with VP McNamara about family weekend, because we will be hosting the trivia night there. So that will be a fun, different way to do that and different collaboration for us. And then I'll be helping with Nevada Bound this Friday and continue to go over homecoming parade logistics with Vice President Ogawa to prepare for his student events advisory board meeting this upcoming Wednesday.
Does anybody have any questions? Alrighty, real quick. In regard to Makeup Retreat, the centers that have to attend Makeup Retreat this Saturday are Center Huang, Hoteling, Lucchese, Custer, Lawson, DeBarger, and Bardwaj. If you have not, reach out to Director Texan to communicate whether you have something coming up. Please do so, because it is this Saturday, so please get that in order to make sure you guys are able to attend. Remember, if you are not able to attend the retreat that took place this June, it is required by our SAS and your duties as a center to attend this retreat to make sure you're knowledgeable of all components that are going into ASUM.
And then also to add on to that, if you have any conflicts with the retreat at all, please reach out to both me and Speaker Ackland, so we're all in the loop about what's going on, what our situation may be, and then we can work through it together.
All right. Thank you. Moving on to the Director of Executive Affairs, Director Dietrich. All good. Do you want me to come back to you?
Yes, that'd be wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. All righty, moving down the list. Director of Clubs and Orgs, Director Hess.
My report is quick today. Hope you guys are doing well. My team and I are currently in the process of planning ILEAP, which is our annual leadership conference. It's set to take place on October 4th in the Joe. We've also continued to provide funding to clubs via our weekly hearings and continue to provide support throughout the semester. We are also continuing to work closely with the accounting office to make sure all clubs are receiving their allocated funding, and then working with them to remit any funds that are unused. Those will ultimately go back into our budget, and clubs are able to then use that funding again. If you guys have any questions for me about anything, feel free to reach out. But yeah, that's it.
Any questions at this time? Senator McAndrews?
For ILEAP, do you know the time period of that?
I think it's going to be 10 to 12:30. We're still working out our details. But yeah, it should be like 2.5 hours.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? All right. Director Dietrich, do you have your report?
I do.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks to Speaker Pro Tem Poromas here.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Laminated,
collated.
You're such an educator.
Everything.
Okay.
My high school teacher.
You don't have to use them.
All right, I'm not on there anymore. Okay. Hello, senators. Happy to always provide any updates on what I've been up to over the last week. So I'm very excited to say that we are finally getting our interns because this next week is going to be internship interviews. We've got a grand total of 10 with an expected minimum of 10, hopefully, in each one. So it's going to be a very hectic week. So when you see your members of the Internship Coordination Committee, please give them a hug because I guarantee you they will be needing it over the next week. But, which means Monday of this next week, we are sending out acceptances. So we are very excited. The onboarding process for hopefully more than 60 plus interns is going to be very exciting. So once again, a reminder to block out October 18th from around 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That is going to be our internship orientation. It is mandatory, and it's going to be survivor-themed. It's going to be a lot of fun, trust me. With that said, the executive initiative tracker is almost done. I'm hoping to actually present to Senate, not this next meeting, but the next one, to basically show you guys what it looks like and how it works, just so everyone has a solid understanding. Again, this is kind of for association eyes and association eyes only, for the only reason that it's just not built for your average everyday student. So just putting that out there, so just knowing that I would love for you all to take a look at it, provide feedback if you do have it, but just making sure that we're not just sharing this outside of the association. On Monday, kind of looping back to the internship orientation program, I've mentioned a few times in my report that we've created a special opportunity with First Gen Office, specifically TRIO, as it pertains to the internship program. And I'm happy to announce that we just had another meeting, so that has been finalized to the point where hopefully we can actually get that in legislation. Might be reaching out to some of you to have that established for the future. Very excited about this collaboration. I believe that there has been a time more important for this. We're just making sure we are protecting opportunities for our first gen community here, and very excited. There was so much covered in that meeting of what this is going to look like for the future and how we're honestly going to try and build bonds closer with student resource centers, with the First Gen Center and the Honors College. I can talk more about that, so if you have any questions, I am happy to elaborate. With that said, I have been meeting with Director Texan regarding the ASUN Menstrual Hygiene Fund, which we are working to revitalize. As it stands, we are in contact with multiple nonprofits currently, and we are working on potentially applying for grants to help sustain a fund like that, which we're very excited about. Again, happy to add any additional information about that. Now for the moment, everyone has been waiting for ASUN polos. I was successfully able to hostage negotiate them from being delivered in the middle of October to now hopefully Friday or next week with a discount. Gotta put that out there. Thank you. And we're shipping it for free. You don't have to knock for that, but I'm really proud of that detail. Okay. Lastly, I am meeting with Director Hess and members of Pro Staff to discuss the Passion Fund and essentially just getting it ready for another successful year that includes marketing as well as the application process, so making sure that it is not only achievable as well as attractive and accessible for our student body. And lastly, I will be seeing some of you next week, Wednesday, when I will be representing Exec Board for the financial review of, again, what we've been up to. So if there are any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Any questions at this time? All right, thank you. Moving on to the Department of Programming, Director Krentz.
Back again, sorry. All right, well, hi guys, I hope you're doing well. I hope week four for everybody is going okay. Mine is not, but that's okay. I officially have the list of events for homecoming week, so if any of you want to take notes on this, feel free. So Saturday, October 18th is going to be our PAC Midtown event, so that's going to be held with the alumni. It's going to be down the sticks in Midtown, obviously. Sunday, October 19th is going to be the homecoming parade slash the parade after party.
Monday, October 20th will be the PAC Farmers Market. Tuesday, October 21st is S'more Love for the PAC. Wednesday, October 22nd is PAC Powder Puff. And then Thursday, October 23rd is going to be Harvest. If anybody wants me to repeat those. Yeah. From the beginning down. Okay. So the 18th is going to be PAC Midtown. October 19th is going to be the Homecoming Parade. October 20th is the Farmers Market. October 21st is S'more Love for the Pack. Just put S'mores in that if you want. October 22nd is Pack Powder Puff. And then October 23rd is Halifest.
Senator Kitch.
I know it's kind of early, but do you know time about this yet?
We're still kind of working them out. I do have a time for PAC Midtown, though. Hold on, let me pull it up. So PAC Midtown is going to be from 5 to 10 p.m.
Go ahead, Senator Castro.
What is Powder Puff?
Powder Puff?
Yeah, what is that?
So it's kind of a mix of events. So it's like Powder Puff football, so like flag football, and we're also getting like the like holly powder, almost like the like color runs type of thing. We're doing like a mix of events for that.
Okay. Does anybody have any other questions? Alrighty, I think you're good.
Loki, I do have more.
Go ahead. Sorry. My bad.
Okay, so programming team is still working hard on planning these events, and we will be attending the SCAB meeting within the next 2 weeks. I think it's on the 24th. After that, I will be releasing an email with a link to volunteer at these events. That'll have a full description of when everything is. So date, time, location, and then it'll have a shift list that you guys can sign up for too as well. And then as always, if you guys need any help planning events or even want to ask questions about like what programming's doing, you can also reach me by Teams email. I think my phone number is also in my like signature. So if you want to text me, you feel free to text me too. So.
Any questions? All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Moving on to the Department of Government Affairs, Director Taylor. No rush.
Okay, hello, Senators. I hope you're all having a good day. I know I've recently been able to connect with many of you, including Senator McAndrew, Senator Radke, and Parliamentarian Issa, about numerous initiatives between us and the Senate. And I'm super excited to continue that communication while working with one another throughout the year. That being said, if any of you ever want to meet, just reach out. I know we have some exciting projects coming up. I also know President Agobot spoke about the Board of Regents, so I don't want to continue to beat a dead horse. However, when we present the brief at Senate, if you have any questions about specific agenda items or anything afterwards, please reach out and we would be happy to connect further. I know we already talked to Parliamentarian Issa and Senator Radke about it, so if any of you other senators want to chat, let me know. I also met with the Office of Government and Community Engagement, and we are planning an event on October 30th. I know that's the day before Halloween, but that is intentful, as many elected officials will be in town for Nevada Day, Carson City, and it's very probable that they'll come to our campus afterwards, so we can grab some elected officials from Southern Nevada that we don't usually get to hear from, which is really exciting. As more details come out, I would love to keep you all updated so you can attend. It's really great to interact with our elected officials, especially as ASUN representatives ourselves. We also have spoken about gaining student involvement on local community boards. As an example, there is a young adult Reno City Council that has members ranging from their teens to young 20s to get involved. They have like 5 open spots right now. The office has just asked me to connect with ASUN officers regarding their availability to sit on these boards. It's a really, really great way for you guys to have involvement in local government and to echo the voice of your constituents on these boards. If you are like a Sparks resident or a Reno resident,
please reach out. I would love to work with you, and so would they. If you have questions or like want additional information, I totally understand before committing to something. Let me know and I can get that to you. I was also reached out to by the Nevada Faculty Alliance chapter on campus regarding different ways the department can collaborate with them. And Assistant Director and I are meeting with them regarding our relationship. We often have a lot of common interests that we act on, and we just want to see how we can strengthen campus involvement in the next legislative session as a partner together on things do see eye to eye with. This is something new our department has not traditionally done before, but a lot of other NSHE campuses do, and so we are really excited about this new relationship for our department. Lastly, we tentatively pushed back our voter registration week. I'm still waiting to hear back from the Washoe County Voter Registrar's office. We are in contact, but with college student availability, sometimes it's just really hard for us to get in to get trained to register students to vote. And so ultimately our department decided as a team that without this training, the value of our week is not as impactful in aligning with our mission for this week as it is a voter registration and education week. If you have any questions, I know that was a little bit lengthier, so any questions now or teams or email me afterwards and I'm happy to answer.
Does anybody have any questions? Okay, real quick, do you want me to put you on the agenda for next week? It's for you guys to present.
Let me touch base with Izzy and then I'll get back to you in like 30 minutes.
Okay, I talked with her beforehand. She said, yeah.
Okay, then yeah, then okay.
Just wanted to make sure. Cool. Alrighty, moving on to the Department of IDEA, Director Navarte.
Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone's doing well today. My name is Bea Campbell and I'm the Commissioner of Projects and Events. For the Department of IDEA, reporting on the behalf of Director Navarte. Her report begins with, I hope that you're doing well. I won't be able to make it today since there are so many events happening at the same time, but I just wanted to share a few updates. Our department has been doing great, and we've got World Tourism Day coming up next Friday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the KC. There will be a variety of authentic foods, games, and free items, so definitely stop by and grab a plate. I also met with my Commissioner for Social Justice and Policy to talk about the homecoming parade, where we'll be connecting with local students and families. In addition, we're ready to pass out our social justice pamphlets and Know Your Rights cards, thanks to Senator Castro for helping us with this idea, and please support us in distributing them during Senate and funding hearings. On top of that, we'll be meeting soon to finalize budgets for the API Night Market, Filipino Festival, and World Tourism Day. These cultural events are a great way to celebrate and build community, so be sure to take advantage of them with your friends, family, and colleagues. You won't regret it.
Any questions? All right, thank you. Moving on to the Department of Sustainability, Director Lee.
Hello everybody, Director Lee for the record. My report is a little bit shorter this week, but last week we concluded our Sucker for Sustainability tabling and received lots of interest in our events and grant opportunity. We will be meeting with those interested in the coming weeks. If you do know anybody that's interested in our grant, please send them my way. They don't have to be environmentally or sustainability focused. We love to have a cross discipline as well. Additionally, we have our first cleanup this Saturday. It's part of our series in collaboration with Truckee Meadows Beautiful. We'll be cleaning up the Dick Taylor Park once a month to honor this partnership. We will have refreshments like chips and fruit snacks, but please remember to bring a reusable water bottle and eat beforehand to stay energized, whatever floats your boat. And we will be meeting in front of the Joe at 3 p.m. and we will clean until 4:30. Signups are on GivePulse and I will be sending out an email to everybody as well beforehand. So if you have any questions, just please let me know.
Any questions at this time? All right, thank you. Moving on to the Department of Campus and Public Relations, Director Sullivan.
Director Sullivan for the record. I hope you're all taking care of yourselves. Recently, our department has just been focused on the homecoming parade. Assistant Director Mendoza has been meeting with the AD marketing interns for programming or marketing materials. Additionally, I just wanted to talk about usage of the ASUN logo and any partnerships or collaborations between ASUN and another organization. Our logo should be put on the marketing materials if ASUN is providing anything. So even if it's just like ASUN providing food or water, if ASUN is present and this is a partnership or collaboration, the proper ASUN logo must be on the marketing materials. It's very important ASUN gets the proper recognition for our contributions If your partnership is hesitant to put the logo on the marketing materials, just CC me on the email and we will figure it out. But anyways, that's also if you have any questions.
Any questions? All right, thank you. Moving down to the Department of Campus Wellness, Director Homan.
So as you know, we're pretty much almost all the way through Safety Week, and I'm super happy to say we just had like really good turnout, especially with yesterday for our Boba and Boundaries event. Our last event of Safety Week will be the School Public Health tabling. They're going to be doing nutrition education training in KC Breezeway tomorrow from 2 to 4. So just make sure to stop by if you can. And then after Safety Week, I've just been working on a few things. I've been talking with Nevada Cares on their S'more Than a Fright event that they did last year and how we can contribute to that. And then also been working with Live Well for their Ferrari Farms event in October and seeing if we can possibly pay for like the first 50 entrants. Pretty much that event is going to be mostly tabling with all of our resources. If you don't know what Ferrari Farms is, it's a pumpkin patch. They have like hayrides and stuff like that. I believe transportation will also be provided, so if you get students out there and do a cool bet. If you have any questions, feel free to email me.
Any questions? Alrighty, thank you. Moving down to the Director of Ethics and Compliance, Director Oster.
Good evening, Senators. I hope everyone is having a good week. There have been no charges filed this week, and going back to the sort of fun fact thing I was doing earlier, my fun fact this week is in Gainesville, Florida, it is a misdemeanor to eat fried chicken with a fork.
Any questions? Alrighty, thank you. Alrighty, moving down to myself. My report's not too long. Timeline for today's meeting. I say it every meeting, but I put the timeline in terms of like kind of how long I want to spend on each section. I always put that in the box along with the agenda. So if you guys want to look and kind of want to follow along in terms of a rubric or structure or timeline, whatever you want to call it, it's in the box. And then I agendize, I say it every meeting, but I agendize at 5:30 every Thursday. So if you send me a piece at 8 p.m. on Thursday, it will not be seen that week. It'll be seen the following week. Legislation tracker, say it every time, but if you got legislation, put it in legislation tracker. I wanted to update you guys in regard to faculty coming in to present. Athletics came to present today. I'm super glad they were able to come in and kind of just give a rough outline of kind of where they're at with the field house or any questions in regards to athletics. Like I said before, if you guys have any kind of anything you guys want to work on, whether that's a project, want to gather data, want to work on legislation, or want to sponsor some event, Colin's a great guy to reach out to. He's a great contact. So I highly, highly urge you guys to reach out to him if you guys want to work on anything with athletics. And then just to kind of run down the schedule, if you guys want to write this down, this list is still evolving and stuff like that, and I'm hoping to have 12 by the end of the semester, but right now we have 11 confirmed different faculty coming to present, including athletics, who came in today. So I'll start off with September 17th, which was athletics. On the 24th, which is next week, we have the Office of Undergraduate Research coming in to present. For October 1st, we have UPDNC, which is, they used to be UNRPD, but they changed their name. The 8th, we don't have anybody yet. The 15th, we have Veteran Services coming in. The 22nd, we have Counseling Services coming in. The 29th, we have the Office of Government and Community Relations coming in. On the 5th, we have University Libraries coming in. Nobody on the 12th as of right now. On the 19th, we have our Tech Department coming in to give you guys kind of an update on the tech fee that was just recently passed at the Board of Regents last December. We just kind of give an update on how that fee is being used on campus and to see if there's any updates or any questions you guys might have for them. And then lastly, on the 3rd, we have the Student Health Center and Nevada Cares coming in to present. And then I believe the 10th is dead day. So that's all we have of right now. I should be hearing back from a couple more people I'm hoping to have. But yeah, that's the schedule we have as of right now. And just to recap, the reason why I want to do this, I want to build rapport with other faculty on campus to make sure that people feel welcome to come to Senate and people feel that they can have their voice be heard and we can still have a civil dialogue whether we disagree or agree on something. I really want to build that for the 94th session to make sure that if there's a new fee being introduced at the next Board of Regents meeting, I want faculty to, their first thought, to come to Senate, to try and advocate, to try and get you guys on board, to get you guys to work together. Because if we work with faculty and we have open communication, only good can come from that. So that's kind of the reason of why I want to do that stuff, just kind of give you guys an outline and an update on how that's going. In terms of workshops, if you guys check, we have a legislation workshop. We're going to do that at the end. It's really only going to be like 10 minutes. I am going to call on 5 random senators at the end to kind of ask during these 5 months that you have all been appointed or elected to see if you guys are working on anything. If it's one sentence, that's great. If it's 2 paragraphs, that's great. But I'm just going to call on some of you randomly just to kind of see where you guys are at. And then at the end, too, during Senate reports, I'm going to do this every week, but I'm going to call on 3 random senators just to kind of, I guess, call you guys out to see what you guys have done the week, because I want to hear what you guys have been doing. I want to hear all the good work you've been doing. I know some of you are a little scared of speaking, so this is kind of going to get you guys out of yourself just a little more. In terms of the open seat for the College of Liberal Arts, right now I have 6 applicants, and that number is growing. For the College of Engineering, I have 4 applicants, and that number is still growing. So if you guys know anybody who are in those affected colleges, please reach out to them, ask them to apply. Those meetings we have are going to be really, really long, but that's, you guys all signed up for this, and it's our job. And along with that, too, I wanted to give you guys an update. The 24th of September, so next meeting, should be pretty long just because we have 4 bills that are going to be on second reading. Then for the 1st of October, that'll also be a really long meeting because we have a presentation from UPDNC, and we also have 4 bills that will be presented for second reading. So prepare for a little while, bring some snacks, anything like that. It should be probably till like 8:30, maybe 9. So yeah, just kind of give you guys an update on that. Yeah, does anybody have any questions in regard to my report? Senator Castro?
Yeah, so for the randomly selected Senate reports, can we use a mystery wheel picker?
Oh, I already have that ready.
Will you be putting it on the board?
No. Any other questions? All righty. Moving down to agenda item 8A, committed report of Senate committees. We'll be starting with the Committee on Academics and Student Affairs. Senator Kitch.
Hi, everyone. ASA met last Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. We had a written report to make communications. I had 2 sessions with Director / Parliamentarian Herrera about
thank you. Moving down to the Committee on Budget and Finance, Senator Maselli.
Hey, everyone. Budget and Finance is meeting next Wednesday on the 24th at 4 p.m. We're going to be discussing the capital funds bill that we saw in the Senate last week, and we're going to be doing 3 more financial reviews. These 3 are Executive Board, Passion Project, and New Student Initiatives. And that's it.
All right, thank you. Moving down to the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement, Parliamentarian ISA.
Not much to report. The committee will be meeting on Friday, September 26th at 5:30 p.m. in the Senate chambers, where we'll be hearing a presentation from Director Taylor. And also just want to wish everyone a happy Constitution Day. I'm sure Senator Moore will have more information on that in her Senate report. And lastly, on Sunday, I sent out a bookings page to have my one-on-one check-ins with each member of the committee. So far, only Senator Evans has filled out a time slot for that, so everyone else, please get on that. Thank you. That's all I have to report.
All right, thank you. Moving down to the Committee on Ideas, Senator Castro.
The committee is going to be meeting next week at Friday the 26th, I believe, at 3:30 p.m. That will be our regular meeting from now on. And then additionally, we're also just going to continue looking at accessibility measures with the new John Tolick Business Builder, as well as any legislation that might come our way. And then we're also going to be trying to elect a vice chair. So to members of my committee, I'll be sending out more regarding that. But if you're interested, please send me a message and prepare a presentation regarding your candidacy.
All right, thank you. Moving down to the Committee on Government Operations, Senator Bolander.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you're all having a great day. The committee will be meeting on September 29th. That is not upcoming Monday, but the following Monday. Real quick, I just want to give a shout out to Senator Speaker Pro Tempore Moss and Senator Saperito on getting both of their bills passed that we're going to be seeing today. Correct? Or is that going to be
next week?
Next week, sorry. And I know a couple people were interested in joining my committee today, so I can't wait to have them
Moving down to the Committee on SSW, Senator Levy. Thank you. Moving down to the Special Committee on Food Insecurity, Senator Saporito.
Do we need to use the microphones? No. Hello, everyone. Sorry, this is a little bit of information here. The Special Committee met on Tuesday, September 16th at 12 p.m. We received a report from Bridget Tevnon, Director of PAC Revisions, discussing the two upcoming events, PAC Revisions is scheduled with the Athletics Department. The first event, as Colin Bernard previously stated, regards a donation drive occurring from October 6th to October 10th. We'll be placing food bins near the entrance of Legacy Hall at 8 a.m. on the 6th, and Tevnon would like the Special Committee, as well as any other ASU senators, to check on and transport the bins throughout the week. They need as much help as possible with volunteers, checking on the bins daily, and just spreading information of the events occurring. On Friday, October 10th, the Special Committee will help transport the food bins back to the PAC Revisions pantry, and I'll be coordinating with the student director, Alice, to ensure drop-off and pick-up. The Fitness Center would like to help advertise this event via an Instagram reel. I'm working with Director Atlas and Senior Associate Director Amy Kokas to schedule a proper time for the video. The video would take place at the PAC Revisions Pantry, and the Fitness Center was interested in knowing if any student senators would like to be involved in this video. Just let me know. The second event will occur on October 11th. For the 11th, PAC Revisions will be tabling at the Jensen Plaza to the left of the roundabout of the Student Health Center for the tailgate of our upcoming football game. This event will be targeting donors and community members that have already contributed over $1,000 to the university. So any volunteers or participants that would be interested would receive a brief training session by Amy Cookish for potential talking points. The special committee will meet on September 30th at 12 p.m. The location has not been cemented. It will either be at the President's Conference Room or Conference Room 317 again. We will be contacting Justin Berger to see if he will be able to give a brief presentation on PAC rights for the committee. And sorry, the last thing. Regarding fish touring, we currently have 10 members interested in attending the tour. Here's a list of the following members. We have Senator Levy, Senator Lotelli, Parliamentarian Issa, Senator Castro, Senator Villa, Senator Atkinson, Senator Barris, Emma Doty, previous senator for the 92nd session, and Ryan Syed, previous assistant student director for PAC Revisions, and myself, guys. For those offering transportation, including Senator Barris, Atkinson, and Villa, please let me know if you can still attend and if you can take any passengers after the Senate meeting or if there's any. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any questions in regard to any chair reports? Alrighty.
Luis has a question.
Oh, does the body give permission for Luis to speak?
Yes.
Cool.
Thank you. You mentioned transportation. Have you talked to Justin about maybe getting a van or pack rides to help with transportation?
I did get in contact, but I was under the assumption that pack rides would only be able to do a 3-mile radius because the organizations located in Carson City.
Specifically just for this event, though, so we could do like a special accommodation.
Alrighty. Moving down, Parliamentarian Issa, do you have a report? No report. Speaker Pro Tem Formas, do you have a report?
Hello. Yes. kind of a mid-length report. So as DEA Dietrich said, interviews are starting next week. So exciting. I will be extremely busy next week, so if you have any questions, comments, concerns, try to contact me through Teams or mostly through our business channels, and please expect a delay with the responses because it'll be a hectic time. So I just wanted to put that out there. we are student workers and student comes first, so there may be times where I need a proxy to these events or to these interviews. I've contacted a number of you about potentially doing this. I think I have about three of you. So if you're on that list, be on the lookout for my teams from me so that you guys can be prepared for what it is like to sit through an intern interview. On that note, please get very familiar with the handbook and the syllabus. Both are in the box under my file. If you are not in the box yet, Senator Bardwaj and Senator DeBarger, I don't know if you guys are in the box yet, but if not, let me know and I'll send you those documents personally. These are your bread and butter for the internship, so please get super familiar with them, understand them, know what's going on in them, especially the syllabus, so that you know what your intern is doing and you can best support them. We are going to be getting interns in less than 2 weeks. As DA Dietrich said, we'll be sending out acceptances at the end of next week. Super exciting. So I want to encourage you all to please make note of the two intern socials on your calendar, October 3rd and October 7th. I think I only sent out one invite for October 3rd, sending the invite out very soon for the October 7th. This is a great time for you guys to get to talk to the interns, build a connection with them, feel out the entire cohort rather than just your intern. I think this is a great opportunity for you guys to bond. It also helps me and the intern advising group here it helps us make those pairings a lot easier than just using the survey and what I know based on your personality. So make sure you attend those if you're available. You might have gotten another notification from me on the 93rd Senate joint calendar. I have sent a calendar invite for you so that you can block off 9 a.m. from 2 p.m. on October 18th for the intern orientation. If you have issues and cannot attend, I believe you contact me and DEA Dietrich, but I will confirm those details. The mentor survey, pairing survey, will be sent out soon. I want to give a huge shout out to Senator Levy, as she's been super helpful in fine-tuning that form and making everything as impactful as possible when it comes to making your outreach form. So thank you, Senator Levy. So that'll be out soon. That is expected to be done hopefully by September 31st. Should only take about maybe 30 minutes for you guys to do it. And then Speaker Acklin has asked me to make a quick announcement about the outreach form. I figured it out. When you go on the box, it'll say open the Excel app or open Excel. Open the Excel app. Do not open it on the browser or a Google Sheets version. Otherwise, it'll have trouble transferring to what's in the box, and that's what we go off of. If you do the app, it will translate one-to-one. So just make sure to open the app rather than the browser or the Google Sheets option. And then Director Homan also asked me to make known that these sandwiches right here are for us. So please dive in. And with that, I yield for questions. Thank you, guys.
Alrighty. Thank you. Any questions at this time? Alrighty. I'm going to give my report, and then I'll recess for 2 minutes so we can get sandwiches. How's that sound? Okay. Alrighty. The Committee on Oversight met this Monday, the 15th. We discussed the first outreach period. We went through your guys' outreach. The only person I have not received outreach from, Senator Hotelling, if you could just send it to me by midnight tonight, that would be great. Just because I had asked you guys to send me your guys' outreach by Thursday at 9 a.m. last week. And I just kind of need that to verify that you guys did your outreach. I know it says edit history, but I just got to verify to make sure it's there. Outreach for the second period will be due next Wednesday. If you guys would like to send me a screenshot of it, that should be fine. But if Speaker Pro Tempore Moss is correct, which I assume very heavily that he is, we shouldn't have any worries or any complications, so we should be all right. But if you guys feel the need, you can just screenshot it and just save it just in case. Let's see. Oversight will be meeting on the 29th of September. We meet bi-weekly, where we'll be discussing the second outreach period along with updating the points memo if there's any points that need to be updated. And then with that, I will... Can you get my phone? Sorry. I have to read out the points memo beforehand. It's on my phone. Apologies. Thank you. Alrighty.
And the points memo reads as follows. Senator Atkinson with 2 points, Senator Hotelling with 4 points, Senator Huang with 3 points, Senator Lawson with 1 point, Senator Lucchese with 2 points, Senator McAndrews with 1 point, and Senator Maselli with 1 point. Alrighty, and then if you guys feel there's any discrepancies or I messed up on the points or there's something that seems off, please feel free to reach out to me and I'll be more than happy to explain it. I don't want to give you guys points. I don't want to censure you guys. That's the last thing I want to do. I'm just making sure that you guys' attendance when you guys show up here, along with your attendance of committees, matches up to make sure that every senator is held accountable. And with that, does anybody have any questions? All right, that being said, I'm seeking a motion to recess the Senate to 6:40 p.m. through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, with that being said, the Senate will reconvene at 6:40 p.m.
I need a sandwich.
Am I allowed to get one or no?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, I'll just wait for everyone. The Senate will come to order at 6:40 p.m. And with that being said, the Secretary will call the roll, please. Oh, good. Sorry. I got you at that time. Okay. Speaker Ackland.
Present.
Senator Atkinson.
Present.
Senator Barris.
Present.
Senator Bolander.
Present.
Senator Castro.
Present.
Senator Evans. Senator Huang,
present.
Senator Hotelling,
present.
Parliamentarian Issa,
present.
Senator Kitch,
present.
Senator Custer,
present.
Senator Lawson,
present.
Senator Levy?
Present.
Senator Lucchese?
Present.
Senator McAndrews?
Present.
Senator Micelli?
Present.
Senator Miller, but they're not here. Okay. Speaker Pro Tempore Moss?
Present.
Senator Packard?
Present.
Senator Radke?
Present.
Senator Saporito?
Present.
Senator Villa?
Present.
Senator DeBarger?
Present.
Senator Bardwash?
Present.
Quorum is present.
All right, thank you.
Senator Moore is also here.
Oh.
Thank you.
I thought you told me she resigned.
Miller resigned.
Miller Moore.
So my apologies.
So many M names this session.
Oh, yeah. Alrighty. With that being said, we're going to be moving on to agenda item 9, reports of science secretaries. Do you have a report?
I do not.
Okay. There are no agenda items under agenda item 10, 11, 12, or 13. With that being said, we're going to be moving on to agenda item 14A. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 14A through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, agenda item 14A has been approved. Alrighty, we're going to be moving down to agenda item 14B. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 14B through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Atkinson. Is there any dissent?
Dissent.
Please state your reason for dissent.
I guess I previously talked with Senator Levy on this regards. The main priority of this bill establishes a recognition day for our top stack university, which would be on the second Friday of October. If we follow normal agenda setting, it would go to committee of Muslim UMU in 29, and then we would see the second reading on the third week of October. So if we do this through first reading, we would have to wait the whole entire year to actually plan for the celebration of our cops at the university. I was planning on fast tracking on October 1st when Madison either UPP or CSU. I think it would be a great idea or a great opportunity for the members of SSMU to have a piece at the same time efforts at the same table, because she is very informed with the bill. But if somebody would like to add any information on that.
Go ahead. Senator Levy?
Yeah, just basically to reiterate what Senator Mario was saying. Since the event is happening before SSW would be meeting, it is ideal that we fast track the piece the next meeting so that we can actually like uphold what we are saying, that we're going to do a piece. The piece is really well written. Props to Senator Zafarito, if you guys haven't read it yet. We'll be seeing it at the next meeting. But yeah, I just will be back on line.
Alrighty. With that being said, we're going to be moving back into a vote for agenda item 14B. I'm seeking motion to approve agenda item 14B.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Villa. Is there a second? No second? Alrighty. With that being said, agenda item 14B has not been approved. With that being said, we're going to be moving past agenda item 15 down to agenda item 16, referrals to committee. I'm seeking a motion to refer agenda item 16A to the appropriate committee.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. I only said appropriate committee.
Oh.
My bad. Sorry, guys. I'll redo that motion. What committee would this be sent to?
Government Ops.
Gov Ops. Okay. Just checking. I'm seeking a motion to refer agenda item 16A to the Committee on Government Operations.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Bolander. Is there any dissent?
Dissent.
Please state your reason for dissent.
I believe this piece should be sent to the Committee on Oversight and the Committee on Government Operations due to the oversight nature changing committee that have a function. I believe it would be best to make a vote.
Okay. Would you like to make that motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, the following piece will be seen at the Committee on Government Operations along with the Committee on Oversight.
Moving down to agenda item 17, there are no business under agenda item 17. With that being said, we're going to be moving to agenda item 18A, Senate Committee Changes and Additions. Are there any Senate Committee Changes and Additions at this time? All right, that being said, we're going to be moving on to agenda item 18B, Senator Reports. Are there any Senator Reports at this time? Senator Barris and Senator Castro.
Alrighty, hi guys. I'm going to try and make this very short. I would just like to reiterate that our school public health event for the Internal Public Health Week and Safety Week is tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. in the KC Breezeway. I purchased snacks from Sam's Club as well as getting healthy drink options, like recipe cards from the Department of Nutrition, as well as affordable meal info sheets from the Student Health Center. Please, please, please tell your constituents to pop by and say hello. I promise after this week that little corner in the office will be all cleared up and I will not take any more space until I plan another event, of course. And then I attended a meeting for the First Time Center on Monday with Provost Jeff Thompson, Michael Flores, who's the UNR Vice President of Government and Community Engagement, Erica Roth, Nevada State Assembly Member, Cameron George, Regional Representative for U.S. Senator Cortez Masto, Ashley Martinez, Regional Representative for U.S. Senator Rosen, and the First Center staff and fellow First Generation students. It's always meaningful to hear the stories of other First Generation students and remind them the importance of continuing to have these conversations of how impactful these programs are. These programs seriously save lives, and I continue to find the importance of advocating for these opportunities for students, and so should you. So thank you.
Thank you. Senator Castro?
Yeah, so I decided not to speak on this last meeting because of the duration and I want to keep us here any longer. But I had an amazing opportunity to engage with the Northern Nevada Pride Parade of September 6th. Both parade and the joint for the idea department. We handed out free pride stickers, pins, beads, water, and deodorants. The water and deodorants, I think, was especially helpful given the heat of the day. And I think this event is a wonderful example of our capability to shout out and name the community. And I'm thankful to the IDEA director, Zaina Barte, for inviting me. Additionally, I'm also looking to communicate between professors of mine and other professors in the political science department regarding whether or not we could possibly make an initiative to overall make attending Senate meetings like extra credit, considering that political science like classes are something that should be really involved in local government, especially student government. So if that goes well, I think we'd make for an interesting initiative.
Senator Moore.
I just want to say, as Robin Tierney used to point it out, it is Constitution Day, so happy Constitution Day. It's also today, yesterday, and tomorrow, our Citizenship Day and Voter Registration Day. I hope you all are ready to vote if you can. If you're not, I'm very disappointed. I'd like to report that our walk today, we walked from the Quad to the KC. We recognized 10 really important events throughout constitutional history. Went really well, and I'm really grateful to Amy Kopis and Kathy Castro from the, I'm sorry, it's been a long day, CSC, that I can't think of what the acronym stands for right now, but thank you for them so very much for helping. And thank you anybody who walked with us and went and tabled with us today. Especially thank you Senator Rahi who walked with us, I really appreciate it. And yeah.
Senator Packard.
I just had a little report. I hope you guys are all doing well. I did want to highlight that the prepare for the fair was today for public business. There was a big turnout and long lines for headshots if you guys were there. There's also the career fair happening on October 8th from 11 to 2 in the ballrooms as well, which I'm really excited for to attend. I also did just want to highlight a program on campus, which is Nevada Money Mentors, and I was able to talk to their program advisor, and they're just having, there's not much awareness about the program, so I just want to highlight it, that they do free one-on-one coaching with students. It's kind of similar to like how Career Services does free counseling, but basically for any like financial questions that you guys have, so I wanted to highlight that. I also was able to attend the walk today for Constitution Day, and just highlight the importance of the Constitution, and especially in our divided nation, it's important to recognize how important the Constitution is. So, thank you guys.
Senator McAndrews?
All right, so last Thursday I had a meeting with Amy Kokis and Senator Issa. This meeting was for our bill to kind of revive the ASUN Canvas page and the next steps we can take to make that happen. On Monday, I had a meeting with Madison Wilson and other ASUN faculty. This meeting was a consideration of how we can better support all of our clubs on campus. And on Thursday, there's an agriculture, veterinary, and brain sciences event at FA Quad. I had the chance to reach out to clubs within my department for them to table. It was super cool to get to talk and see my community spend time with one another and faculty. But I also asked and talked to some of the club leaders of how we can better support clubs within my college. I talked to one club leader. Almost all the leadership dropped out on the very first day of school, and she is having a really, really hard time finding support. So just kind of puts me into perspective of where we help or where other senators can help when it comes to our students and our clubs within our colleges. That is it.
Senator Kitch, then Speaker Pro Tem Formas. Just an update. Initially, at the start of that meeting, that was a hard no, but hopefully, at the end of the meeting, we got it to like a maybe. So maybe we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. Speaker Pro Tem Formas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just have some a few things coming down the pipe for the College of Education. I have some dates for us right now. If you're looking for some volunteer opportunities, we will be hosting a tote bag painting event that we'll need some help with on, let's make sure I have the right time, on October 2nd in the Learning Resource Center. So if you're interested in getting some outreach hours, come talk to me. I can get you set up there. We're also looking, I've been meeting with the LRC about scheduling a time to host a town hall for me and my constituents, and that opportunity to participate in that is, as I said last meeting, open to you guys. We're looking at Monday, September 29th, or October 3rd, that Friday, as potential dates. It'll be in the evening, just because of availability for them and myself. So if you're interested, I'll keep you guys updated with that. There's also some things. I've had some meetings with constituents and all that stuff. I'll be working on putting together a HDFS alumni panel to help HDFS majors connect with alumni and have better network opportunities within the college. So that'll be coming down the pipe. We're also working. I've been meeting with a lot of students who are applying for the Nevada Teach and Pac Teach programs, and they're noting a financial burden with paying for tests to qualify for those. So I'm exploring the idea of a furthering educators fee waiver program using some funds from either event programming or Senate to help ease the burdens on anybody who wishes to take these tests, not just education majors, as that's been an issue. I've also been meeting with the Education Association leadership from time to time, and our bill that I've been talking about advocating for student teacher pay, will hopefully be referred to committee next week. So a lot of really exciting things for the College of Education. If you have any questions or want to participate in any of the advocacy, we would love to have you. But with that, I yield.
Senator Levy, then Senator Barbalage.
Hi, everyone. I'm excited to talk about an initiative I've been working on in the residence halls called Everyday Essentials, which is essentially a program that was around before COVID, and it lost its momentum when the university returned to normal.
Everyday Essentials aims to provide essential items to the residence halls, such as menstrual products, toothbrushes, toothpaste, condoms, and more. More things to come as well. ASUN in the past had split the funding with RHA for the program. It used to be called Delivery Fairies, but they changed it because it was controversial for some reason. And we are looking to bring it back to its full glory. Currently, where we're at, RHA is currently funding it, and we have noticed a lot of residents using this service. So if any senators are interested in being a part of this initiative, please let me know. We would love to have as much support on this project and hopefully to bring back the ASUN funding for Everyday Essentials.
Yeah,
if you want to get involved, just let me know.
All right, thank you. Senator Bardwell?
Less of a report, but a shout out. Obviously, I'm pretty new still, but I'm trying to stay involved as much as I can. And I felt pretty good about that, and then I got access to the box, and I felt deranged. Thanks to the help of Senator Barra, Senator Levy, and Senator Evans, I've been able to get a couple resolutions out that I think will have their first reading on Wednesday.
I only received one.
That second one I'll get to you by midnight.
Cool.
But yeah, they were super helpful, and like definitely would not be able to get through one page without them. But yeah, and then Senator DeBarger, Senator Evans, and Senator Levy and I are meeting with the Dean of the College of Science, Dean Louisa Hope Weeks, on Wednesday as well, next Wednesday, and we're gonna discuss a bunch of different things we have going on, including a new Canvas module for the College of Science, making lab coats a little more cost friendly, and then a bunch of other ideas that we have as well. So glad that they are very open to working with me, and looking forward to getting more stuff done with you.
Nice. You don't have to submit it to me by midnight. I just need it by 5:30 on Thursday.
Okay.
So tomorrow, 5:30.
Okay.
Any other Senate reports? Senator Atkinson and Senator Evans.
This is just a small report for everyone. I'm looking at scheduling a meeting with the Dean of School of Medicine, along with other members in the Dean's office, as well as some professors. This meeting is really just to reconnect and reestablish a relationship with the School of Medicine and ASUN. In this meeting, we'll just be going over any goals, concerns, or questions that they may have, I may have. So it's looking like it'll take place in mid-October, and if any of you would like me to address anything, just reach out to me. Thanks.
Senator Evans?
Hi, everyone. As Senator Bardwaj said, we will be meeting with the dean, but also one other thing I wanted to mention was that we've been in contact with Jack Carpenter and Don Massey of EH&S, specifically regarding the cleaning of lab coats. And not only are they interested, they also seem pretty excited to work with us and help us with it. It was originally just regarding like who they outsource like to get this cleaning for, but it looks like they clean in-house. And depending on the amount of volume of lab coats we get, they might just help us out with it. So it's pretty exciting stuff.
Any other Senate reports? All right, with that being said, I'm gonna spin the wheel of doom. I'm only gonna call on two senators because I appreciate a lot of you coming forward and giving your Senate reports. I'm really only doing this for to make sure that we hear from a few people who maybe don't speak all that often. Or, you know, if you get picked, then, I mean, obviously if you already read your report, then I'll spin it again. But just FYI, I'm gonna spend two times for this, and then we're gonna move on to the legislation workshop, which is the last thing we have. Should be no more than probably 10 minutes. Parliamentarian Issa is gonna present it. If you guys have any questions in regard to legislation, that is the point of the whole presentation. And then at the end too, I'm probably only gonna spin it like two or three times, just to get a couple names in there and kind of see what you guys have been working on in terms of legislation. If you guys don't have anything, this is the perfect opportunity to mingle after Senate or look at the legislation tracker when we get out of Senate to be like, oh, I'm really interested in this piece. I really want to work with this senator on this. So this is kind of just to keep you guys on your toes to make sure that you guys are still adhering to your duties in terms of your senator duties, along with maybe writing some legislation. Like I said, if not, it is not technically a requirement to write legislation, but it is one of the main components of being a senator. So I highly, highly encourage you, even if you have no experience in writing, co-sponsor with someone else, ask Parliamentarian Issa, Speaker Pro Tempore Moss, or any one of the veterans at the table who have been here for more than a session, just to kind of learn the ropes and stuff like that. Along with that too, in the box under session resources, under legislation, it has everything you need in terms of what a whereas clause is, what a be enacted clause, what's the difference between a bill and resolution. Parliamentarian Issa is going to go over a little of that today, but anything you need in terms of maybe I'm confused on something with legislation, it's in the box. Alrighty, so let's spin the wheel here. Done. And it is.
Senator Bolander, do you have a report for us?
I do. Good evening, everyone. The last week, week and a half, has been super busy in terms of my personal life, with lots of Greek life things happening and just stuff with my family. I have been working on some legislation, sort of very basal stuff, about adding a liaison position for academics and student affairs for the athletics department. I also started on one in support of PAC AI, actually. It's to use, to get a specific PAC AI GPT on all of our ChatGPT school accounts. So it automatically has everything loaded, whether you want the title of your resolution like already on it, and ChatGPT can just create it for you. I think that is just a cool, like, really reaching concept that we could get behind. And then the other one being advocating for sales classes in the college of business. I just sent a message actually into the college of business Teams account. I don't know if my fellow senators have seen that yet. But talking about just going to potentially all the different college of business clubs and surveying interest, even maybe coordinating with college of business social media accounts to get more interest there. I emailed Professor Thomas Burnham, I think you guys probably are familiar with him, about setting up a Zoom lesson or a meeting when I was in Italy, and then it just kind of fell through because I low-key lacked on responding to it. But yeah, not much has been picking up after that. It's very basal stuff. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you, thank you. Yeah. All right, we're going to spin it one more time. Let's see. Dun, dun, dun. It's still spinning. Oh, so. Senator Lawson.
So, my fellow engineering senator and myself are across the city to Dean Thomas Weller. Unfortunately, we received an email back that's not available until after October 15th to meet with him. So, that's a little disappointing as we want to get started on expressing some of our ideas to him and seeing what his thoughts are and then starting to work on legislation for the college. I've also been reaching out to some engineering clubs to see when their meetings are so I can go introduce myself, answer any questions they have, and listen to any of their ideas about what should be good about to see them called engineering. Also, the engineering internship and career fair is October 9th. So I'm looking forward to that to go speak to not only my constituents, but also some local businesses. So.
Thank you.
All
right. Have a plethora of them. Like I said, this should be no more than 10 minutes at the end. We're just going to spin the wheel again, go around the room, see if anyone's been working on any legislation. Like I said, if you have nothing, or you know, we're kind of drawing a blank on some stuff, like I said, this is your perfect opportunity to work with some senators and kind of reach across the aisle to see what other senators are working on. Of course, everything is on the legislation tracker for you guys to check. So yeah, and floor is yours.
All right, well, thank you, Senator.
Hi, Senator Sally.
Sorry to take up a little bit more of your time. So what is legislation? So just in general, legislation is a command that's given out to the Senate, just saying that this is what we're trying to do and here's why we're trying to do it. So internally, this is through a bill or a binding resolution. I'll get the difference between those two in a second. And externally, this is just a request or a suggestion by a resolution. Legislation can be written by anyone, but it must be submitted to the Senate by a senator. So once you guys get interns, if your interns are interested in writing the piece, then you can go ahead and submit it on their behalf if you really want to pass it. And legislation must be approved through a simple majority, more than 50% of the body. There are some areas in like the SAS, for example, where there are certain sections that need to be approved by more than just 50%, but those are very rare exceptions. And writing legislation is the senator's primary duty and is ultimately the engine that keeps the association running. So I hope that most of you have some pieces that you want to work on. And a pathway for legislation. So one, senator, you write the piece and then you submit to the speaker for the first reading. And of course, you have to follow open meeting law. So 9 a.m. for, I think it's supposed to be 3 actually, working days before the next Senate meeting. Yeah, it's supposed to be 3. It's not Thursday 9 a.m., it's Friday 9 a.m. But Yeah, and at first reading, all it is that you're just approving it for being on the agenda for next meeting. So after it goes through first reading, then it goes through committee. That's step number two. It's referred to committee after first reading. And yeah, once it goes through committee, you go to step three, and the committee shall discuss and amend the piece until voting to either recommend the piece, which means you're passing back to the Senate table for second reading, or you're trying to fail a piece by either killing it or you're tabling it to a later committee meeting. And then finally, once it comes back to the Senate, the sponsor shall upload the updated copy of the legislation to the Speaker of the Senate, so that way it's agendized for the second meeting. At that point, the Senate will consider the piece, will ask questions to the author, will debate, and then ultimately vote on it. And also, you can make amendments at the Senate meeting as well, just not just at committee. So a bill is when you're editing or making changes to our governing documents. So a bill could affect the statute of the associated students or the club and procedures and funding manual. Bills usually change job duties or internal ASU procedures and as well as budgeting matters. And you also propose your ballot questions to edit the ASU constitution during general elections. So we would pass a bill in support of some bill question. I remember Senator Hammond put a bill question to make Democracy Day, make Election Day a federal holiday, and that passed and it went on to as a ballot question for Election Day. And all bills end in being enacted. And a binding resolution is very similar to a bill, except it's used to either amend or suspend the Senate rules. Additionally, binding resolutions are used or written by a legislative clerk after officers are appointed and when legislation is referred to committee. This is just to get it on the record and also kind of just make it official that this officer has been appointed or that this piece has been sent to committee. And then after that, it's signed by the speaker. It's just a formality. And then it ends in be it resolved. And then a resolution is just any legislation that's summarizing the student body's insights on a certain topic. This includes, but it's not limited to, making suggestions, recommendations, or commendations. So it's used when the Senate does not have direct jurisdiction over a particular thing that's happening on campus. At the bottom, I have, for example, a resolution in support of extended library hours. So we cannot actually change the hours of the library, so we just recommend it to the university libraries. And all resolutions end in be it resolved. And also, this goes for bills, binding resolutions, and resolutions. At the end, there's usually a section where we send a copy of the resolution to all the stakeholders involved. So in this example, we're sending it to President Sandoval and the provost, among anyone else who might be affected or needs to see a piece of legislation. And then addendums. Addendums are supplementary documents to support the legislation. If there are changes to our ASUN governing documents through a bill or binding resolution, you'll see at the end that changes that we want to add to the document are highlighted in yellow, and anything we want to remove is highlighted in red and crossed off. And you can also add addendums to resolutions, although this is pretty rare. Addendums and resolutions can include personal testimonials, supporting data, and any action plans that the Senate body approves of. All right, so where do you start writing legislation? First, you have to think. What are you passionate about, for advocating for or against? And it could be something as small as like changing the name of something that's on campus or trying to make an entire new program. It's really up to you. If it's something you're passionate about, then don't be afraid to pursue it. And also reflect on your experiences as a student at the university. Ask your peers and, of course, your constituents about their own experiences, so that way you actually get that representation through the Senate body. And then come up with a game plan. Narrow down your idea into something that is actionable and make a list of the people that you will consult to implement your idea. And the research and outreach is very important. For outreach, consult with whoever is affected by your piece, so the student clubs or leaders who have a stake in the solution that you're pursuing. Consult with university departments and services to see how your idea will be implemented and whether it is possible. And also make sure to ask very clear and concise questions, gain good data, and if there's any testimonials, just to persuade the Senate body, and also just to get general information on whether or not your plan is a good one or not. And some research resources that exist, you can look through previous pieces of legislation. Later in the presentation, I'll put a link to the Nevada ASU website. There's a public record of other pieces that have been passed in previous sessions, and you can go ahead and log on to there, and you'll see all those pieces. And also think about what some other universities are doing across the country. There were a lot of issues in the past that I know that I debated as an intern in our mock meetings, where it's like, oh, this university is doing something and we're trying to do it here at UNR. So try to make those comparisons, see if it's good for them and if it's good for us. Also, we have some strategic plans, which presidential administrations typically pass every few sessions or so. I know the previous administration, they didn't pass it, but they proposed a strategic plan to kind of outline their goals for ASUN as a whole for the next few years. If you go back into our previous agendas, you'll be able to find that and maybe get some ideas on where to kind of build upon that. Also, some news articles for context, for campus-specific news, look at Nevada Today, I recommend, or if it's like a national issue that you're lobbying for, then of course it's like any national news. Polling statistics, such as the climate surveys, the CSE, give that every couple of years. And also make sure to ask returning senators for anything that they're working on or any ideas that they've had in the past, so just to see if it's something that maybe you want to pursue in the future. And of course, make sure all the resources are credible, because we do not want fake news and publicity. You're ready to begin writing. So I want you guys to think about your legislation almost like it's an essay with an intro, body, and conclusion. The intro and body are going to be the whereas clauses, and the conclusion will be your being enacted or being resolved clauses or whatever. So the intro is going to be the background of your topic. Define all the relevant terms, acronyms, and the main subject. And in the body, just define the idea that you're proposing, say how and who will be responsible for implementing your idea, and also make sure to put what the students think, how your topic affects the student body, and also why, of course, the idea should be implemented. And then the conclusion, like I said, the enacted or resolved clauses, who you want this legislation sent to you for implementation or follow-up, that's like to be resolved, this be sent to the following individuals, and what do you want to be changed as well, that's your addendums and your bills and binding resolutions. And formatting, this is really, there's no formal format in our Senate rules, so this is really a personal taste, but in your whereas clauses, that's where you provide your context, and then be resolved and enacted, a summary and a statement of what the goal of the legislation is. And also at the end of each clause, make sure you end it in a semicolon, not with a period, because it's an ongoing, continuous, just clause of strings of information. And then make sure you italicize the whereas, be resolved, and be enacted clauses. The example attached here, I have it in Times New Roman 12.5, but it could be whatever you want, that's at the personal base. And then evaluating and thinking critically. So this is, when you're writing the legislation, I want you guys to think about these few things. One, is there enough information in the piece to explain the goal of the legislation and how it can be implemented at the university? The reader should not have to make any guesses or assume it should be detail-oriented. And also make sure that the title of the legislation is reflective of your be resolved and enacted clauses. I learned that the hard way. And does the author show what they put time, research into drafting and in your presentation of the piece? Of course, make sure it's free of grammatical and formatting errors. And also make sure to ask who would benefit or hurt different groups of students on campus. And of course, make sure to ask before you submit the piece if it is evident that the outreach with students, faculty, staff, or administration has been conducted on the piece. And this is a rubric I'm not going to go over right now, but it will be in the box. So if you guys want to just go over the rubric to see if you really don't have to, but it's just kind of a guide for new senators here to go over the rubric. I'll put it in the box. Just feel free to go over it whenever you'd like. That's the link, which will, again, this is in the box, so that's the link to our previous laws that have been passed in the association. So if you just want examples from the past on different pieces of legislation, then go ahead and go on that link of the laws. Do you have any questions?
All right, thank you. Parliamentarian Easup, does anybody have any questions at this time? Alrighty. Real quick, before we move on to the wheel of doom, are there any senators who would like to kind of talk about maybe some legislation they're writing or something that's been on their mind? Senator Custer.
Thank you, and thanks for the presentation. That was really important. This new senator is trying to figure out how to write legislation in this new territory. But currently still doing a little bit of research on differential tuition for the College of Engineering. And for those of you who don't know, that is basically extra fees that we pay per our tuition for college engineering. My main goal for that is really to try to figure out exactly how that money can be spent to ensure that the dean's utilizing that money properly. In the past, there's been a lot of issues with, not a lot, but in the past, dean had issues with misappropriating that money would be a good way to put it, but he was a corrupt dean that was kind of forced to remove doctors. But my goal is basically to make sure that there's something in writing that says that we really want, there's a whole committee that comes together to make the decisions for differential tuition. And I'm still working with students and staff on that committee to talk to them, make sure that I understand exactly how to do it before I try to write something. But my goal is to make sure that something is written that says the dean should be following this committee. This committee comes together, they spend a lot of time ensuring that money's allocated, and that it's very important that basically this committee's orders be kind of followed. And it sounds like in the past it's kind of like the committee drafts something and the dean kind of has the final say to say they can do whatever they want kind of thing. So I kind of want to make something that says the student body would really like that if you ensure that the dean follows what the committee comes up with. So that's the main thing I'm looking into right now. There's a lot of misinformation. I've talked to both students and faculty on that committee, and it seems like it's not the most structured committee, so I'm trying to make sure that I have all the information before I actually write something with that. But I'd love to work with my fellow college engineering senators on that one specifically, just to try to get something written that says this is how it needs to be. Thank you.
Nice. Any other senators? Alrighty, I'm going to spin the wheel. If you guys don't have anything or nothing's really come to mind, it's completely okay. That's what the legislation tracker is for. I just urge, if you don't have any ideas on what you want to write or kind of lost, go to the legislation tracker, reach out to some veteran senators, or just kind of reach across the aisle at the table and just kind of see. So let's spin it, and let's see. This landed on Senator Moore. Do you have anything?
Well, not a lot of legislation right now. I'm focusing more on the event side, but I think one of the biggest things that I would be interested in terms of legislation is, and this has been said before, but in terms of the club aspect, especially as the senator for the School of Journalism, just because we have a couple of different student publications that are club funded that are having a lot of difficulty with the club funding programs. So working on that is really important to me.
Nice. All right, I'll spend it one more time. Let's see, let's see. And Senator McAndrews.
Oh, I was low-key like, please call on me. Okay. So one of the biggest pieces of legislation I'm working on right now is a clubs piece. Kind of backstory and kind of like what's going on. So when I first started, and when I entered Senate, I felt like there was a disjustice when it came to just funding, right? But more research, more people I've talked to, it continuously keeps on developing, and I'm starting to realize it's a greater issue than just funding itself. It comes down to education and support for clubs in general. And at the end of the day, we shouldn't punish one group of clubs or one group because they're doing well or they understand how to get funding or they do have support. But how do we advocate for the clubs that don't have that support? So at the moment, that is what I'm working on. Right now, I have a meeting set up with fraternity and sorority life coordinators, kind of just understanding what the office does to support fraternity and sorority, and kind of see if there's availability to do that maybe with like other clubs on campus, or what we can even do within ASU. They're so important to our campus as a whole. I know for me as a student, I was a transfer student from TMCC, and one of the things that brought me into the UNR community was through clubs. So I feel really passionate about it, it's really important, and I know the association finds it really important, so I would love to improve it any way I can. So that's what I've been working on.
Nice, nice, nice. All right.
that was it. Nothing too scary, but like I said, during Senate reports, I'm just going to spin the wheel, call on two or three of you. If there's nobody speaking up and nobody has any Senate reports, then I'll call on a few more. But like I said, it's just to kind of get the ball rolling and get you guys be more comfortable talking. And plus, like I said, I just honestly want to hear what you guys are doing. As Speaker, I'm a little insulated. I kind of miss being a senator. I miss doing outreach. I miss kind of writing legislation and doing all that stuff. So it's also just nice to hear kind of what the 93rd's up to. But with that being said, we're going to be, yes?
Just announcement. I'm working on a resolution to, like, increase the window for policy vows. If anyone wants to help me with that, please reach out to me, because I would love to have your help. But, yeah, because, like, right now the deadline is prep day, which is when we're all studying for exams, which makes, like, no sense to me. It's like, I feel like we would all just hate on our professors because we're studying for exams. Just kind of like debating on whether like I should like ask for it to be sent by a certain amount of time, but I mean, feel free to reach out and like guide me in the direction.
Thank you. Any other senators in regards to legislation they want to touch on real quick before we move to comments and announcements? Senator Castro.
Actually, yeah, just around something I was brainstorming earlier tonight with a few other senators. My words might be a little controversial, but it was recently vetoed by Governor Lombardo, Senate resolution regarding ICE presence in schools. And I believe that UNR should take a firm stance in regarding of letting a specific issue and whether ICE should be allowed on this campus. And so a piece of legislation that I'm looking to create and just get more grasp on is a piece stating our opinion, or at least my opinion, that the table consolidates that ICE is not welcome on UNR campus.
Any other senators in regards to legislation? Alrighty. Moving down to agenda item 19, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Alrighty. With that being said, moving on to agenda item 20, public comment. Is there any public comment? Go ahead.
No, you don't need it.
Good evening, senators. First off, I'd like to thank Senator Moss for this beautiful thing. Thank you for helping out the Secretary of the Department. A couple of reminders. I wanted to share a reminder that you need PDF room confirmation from the EMS system uploaded to your PacLife request. Keep in mind that the timeline for booking is at least 3 days in advance of the meeting, and after next week, events will be denied. If you have questions, please contact Maddie Wilson. Looking for Senator representation at the SMAD Governing Documents Selection Committee for Wolfpack Radio General Manager. The selection meeting will take place on September 26th, starting at 2 p.m., and hopefully should be done by 5 p.m. If you're interested, please contact Gabby Turner. And in committees, thank you for helping the Secretary of Department in approving minutes and keeping the associate in line with Nevada Open Meeting Law. And finally, if you need a nameplate, please send me an email so that I know to order you one. And then remember to schedule your 15-minute weekly or biweekly check-in with me. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Okay. Moving now to everybody's favorite agenda item 21. I adjourn the 93rd Senate of the Associated Students here September 17th at 7:24 p.m.